Coming up tomorrow, we'll show you what to do with those shampoo bottles with just an inch of shampoo left.
Ah, welcome to Daybreak, a nationwide morning television show with an eclectic mix of news and lifestyle features and an inferiority complex.
So you're a fan of our morning program?
Oh, yeah, I think it has so many
interesting... Yeah, we know it's terrible. Perpetually in fourth place. Behind the Today Show, Good Morning America, and that thing on CBS, whatever it's called.
Into the fray charges Becky Fuller, young, energetic, idealistic. You might say she's got spunk. And freshly laid off from her job at Good Morning New Jersey, she lands the thankless post of Daybreak executive producer. Determined to make the show a success, Becky lures once great newsman Mike Pomeroy out of semi-retirement to co-host the program.
I've won 8 Peabodys, a Pulitzer, 16 Emmys. I was shot through the forearm in Bosnia, pulled Colin Powell from a burning Jeep. I laid a cool washcloth on Mother Teresa's forehead during a cholera epidemic. I've had lunch with Dick Cheney.
You're here for the money.
That is correct.
At first, it does not go well, but eventually Becky turns the show around and, not coincidentally, also brightens the lives of everyone involved. Morning Glory takes potshots at the real-life battle between news and entertainment waged every dawn on American television. Harrison Ford co-stars as the grizzled news veteran and says the real network morning broadcasts, on which he's done his share of appearances, are not the main targets.
We weren't mocking the good ones. We were mocking the bad ones. And the people that do this well are much to be admired, and they're a pleasure to work with. They make what they do look very easy. So I'm not mocking the profession in general. I think we're talking about specifically the lowest rated morning talk show in the history of television.
You happen to be a pretentious, fatuous idiot.
A fatuous idiot who makes 3 times what you make.
And we're back.
Welcome back to Daybreak.
Diane Keaton plays program co-host Colleen Peck, a former beauty queen who gamely presents a range of feature topics from fashion and cooking tips to cozying up with frogs or whatever other interesting creatures show up on the set.
I'm the person who's representing entertainment as the way to go. You know, I'm the one who says, give me a chance, I'll do anything. You know, I'll do anything, just make this show work.
Does a frog open its lips ever?
Kiss it. How about a big kiss, sucker?
That's wrong.
That was so good. Do it again.
Rachel McAdams plays the fresh-faced young producer, Becky, and says she researched the role by spending time with the character's real-life counterparts.
We were fortunate enough to be invited into the control room of Good Morning America and the Today Show and the early show. And just shadowed some producers there not a lot of female executive producers. It's very uncommon, you know, at those bigger shows. It is, I realized, it's actually easier to be an actress than an executive producer on a morning television show. You have a little bit more time to yourself.
Director Roger Michel says the film tries to reflect that sense of admiration for the broadcasts, as it also sends up the kind of people all of them have behind the scenes.
I think it's a very broad target, morning television, and we went to some lengths and pains not to attack it too broadly, that no scenery falls down in the film, there's no kind of wobbly set or any of that kind of thing. And we did go to great lengths with some degree of pleasure to research the world, the wonderful world of morning television. And in fact, from my point of view, the more I researched it, the more admiration I had for the poor souls who labour in that particular mine. And the film is an affectionate account of morning television, but I don't think it's attempting to be satirical. I think it's attempting to be an accurate workplace comedy.
Excuse me. Who's going to say goodbye?
Oh, it doesn't really matter. I mean, Mike, you don't mind if Colleen says goodbye?
Well, who do you the public would rather hear from last? Someone who's won every broadcast award on the face of the planet? Or the former Miss... Coima.
It's Arizona. In case you're interested, I was Miss Arizona!
Morning Glory also features Jeff Goldblum as the smooth-talking executive in charge of the network. Patrick Wilson plays a fellow producer who understands Becky's dilemma more than she realizes at first. The screenplay is by Elaine Brosh McKenna, who also wrote the fashion magazine workplace comedy hit The Devil Wears Prada. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.